It's time to get your shit together with the Gist of It podcast. The honest, straight-talking mental health and mindset podcast from Gist Coaching. With your host, Chris Piercy.
How social media will destroy your self-worth, if you allow it to. Now, when YouTube started up a number of years ago, over a decade now, isn't it? Everyone went, oh, have you seen the video of that guy getting hit in the balls? Have you seen the video of that woman falling off the motorbike? Have you seen this video of... That was it. No one was ever imagined that when they first went onto YouTube and, you know, all these millions of videos to watch, no one was expecting that this platform would make eight-year-olds millionaires. No one was. When with Facebook, everyone went, oh my God, there's that guy I used to go to school with. What's he up to? Let's have a look with a stalk of that girl. Let's have a look at this guy. Oh my God, that person's this. Oh, I didn't know that person was gay. Oh, good for him. That's what it was. No one expected it to be this thing where, you know, there's misinformation, where there's hate speech, where there's all sorts of shit going on there. No one expected that. It was just this little thing where you could kind of see what old school friends were up to, or work colleagues, whatever. Instagram. It started off as just, hey, let's put a photo of my food up and almost ironically put up hashtags. You know, let's put a photo of me on a night out, and it was just fun. No one was expecting that to be a platform where, you know, you then got an insight into the lives of famous people, where people were made famous by it, where people would have millions upon millions of followers, you know, where all sorts of stuff was going on that we just didn't expect when social media platforms first started out. It has evolved so much from what it started out as and now what it's becoming. Even TikTok, which, you know, started off as, hey, here's this dance craze to try and copy, and all of a sudden you've got people making millions on that, millions of people watching videos and, you know, people being influenced by what they're seeing on there, trying out different challenges which are potentially dangerous. All I'm saying is, it's changed. And scarily, it's changed people as well. What you consume. Now, typically, you're going to be getting shown the shiniest side of the coin when you're looking at a social media account. Because particularly if it's a celebrity or an influencer, whatever that means, particularly if it's someone like that, you are not going to be seeing the whole picture. You are going to be seeing the shiniest side of the coin. You're going to be seeing the best. I mean, I remember reading before that Kim Kardashian says she took like 300 photos in order to get one, which is fine. If you're Kim Kardashian, cool. And you're earning millions for every post and whatever. No, that's fine. That's your job. That's a job. Her job is to do that. But for, you know, little Susie down the road, it's not going to make her feel great taking 300 photos. She hasn't got time to take 300 photos. She's working a 12-hour job. You know, it's... So you are seeing the very, very best of the very, very best whenever you are seeing an account that's put up photos of whatever, and not just with celebrities either, to be fair, it's also the your friends as well. They are not going to be putting up the photo of them kind of gurning. They're not going to be putting up the photo where they're kind of half blinking and their eye looks a bit like, you know, like they're falling asleep or something. You're just not going to see that. So what are the ways in which social media destroys your self-worth, if you allow it to, is by not recognising this? I mean, if you think that the photo you see of, I don't know, I'm going to say Kim Kardashian again because I'm recording this really early in the morning, so my brain's not quite woken up yet. But if you see that photo of her walking down the stairs and looking glamorous, or she looks absolutely stunning, and it's like, oh, this is my morning routine, and she's just walking down the stairs, whereas kind of I walk down the stairs like with my eyes half shut, looking like shit, needing a cup of tea before I feel like I can function properly. Like, if you're comparing that to that, you know, it's just not the same thing. recognizing, and everyone knows this, but we also forget about it. We choose to forget about it almost, and we have this thing where we go, oh, they're like that, and I'm like this, and oh, that's that means I'm terrible. No, it doesn't, because you're comparing apples and oranges. You're comparing cats and dogs. They're not the same thing. I think you've got that without the second, with any further explanation. I'm going to shut up. But it's important to like look at who you're following. What content are you consuming? Now, if you're consuming fashion accounts or influencer accounts, are you taking everything with a pinch of salt? Because you've got to recognise that what you're seeing is their business. And their business is to sell clothes to you, to sell makeup to you, to sell, footwear to you, whatever it might be. If you're following that and not remembering that it's an advertising campaign, then you're going to be doing yourself a disservice. Because when like a celebrity puts up a post, it has been thought out to the tiniest, tiniest detail. Like, they will take all of the photos. They'll have a professional photographer take the photo. They'll have professional makeup artists. They'll have professional hair people. They'll have professional everything because it's an advertising campaign. Everything you're seeing there is an advertising campaign. So whenever you see them, it is them advertising their brand to you. And therefore, it has to be, inverted commas, perfect compared to what they want their brand image to be. So when you're following an account, are you recognising that you are following advertising? You are choosing to follow advertising, which, advertising mostly works by telling you that you're not good enough, and the reason you're not good enough is because you don't have this particular product or event or experience in your life, and you need that. It relies upon you, your self-worth being low enough that you think, I need that to get my self-worth higher. That's how advertising works. Now, that's why people rush after the next iPhone, when the iPhone they've got basically is going to do exactly the same thing as the last one. But moving away from just, celebrities and fashion accounts or whatever, but asking yourself, is what I'm seeing a lie? And this is something that needs to be asked whether you're following a friend or a friend of a friend or just a random person or an influencer or a celebrity. It's like, okay, that photo that your friend put up where her and her partner are smiling and happy and they got their arms around each other and she's saying, oh, I love you so much, babe. Is that the whole truth? Is that just, oh my God, these guys are the perfect couple, they love each other so much, or did you see them two nights ago, like, swearing at each other in a late night chip shop because they were both pissed and, one of them was accusing one of the other of cheating? It's like, the shinier side of the coin. You're seeing the bit where they're happy and smiling. You're seeing the bit where everything's fantastic, because people don't want to be seen to be, have their flaws. No one is flawless. It's okay to have flaws. It's almost good to have flaws, I think, because it makes you interesting. It's like, and that's why there are an increasing number of accounts where people are going, yeah, this photo where I look really, really hot because I'm stood like this? This is another photo that I took 5 seconds earlier where I didn't have my hips stuck out and I didn't have my stomach pulled in and I hadn't done a little bit of Photoshop or whatever. And this is what I actually look like in that moment, because it then encourages a lot of body positivity. So, follow those accounts. But is what you're seeing a lie? And are you able, in those moments, to see a photo and go, yeah, that's nice, however? Or do you just go, oh, I wish my life was like that. I wish I looked like that. Are you able to put it through this filter and say, what I am looking at is a lie? Or if not a lie, it's a watered-down version of the truth. Or a watered-down lie. I don't know if that sounds better. You choose, right? What I've said so far, I think, is pretty standard thinking. What I'm about to say, I think, is a little bit different. So, when you see a photo posted by a friend or whoever, do you have even the slightest idea what was going through their head when they posted that? The answer is no, because you can never know what someone else is thinking. So when someone's posted this photo up saying, oh, felt cute, might delete later, and it's obviously a photo where they've made a huge amount of effort, and you know, are they thinking, I just took this quickly, and I might delete it later, you know. Are they thinking, yeah, whatever, is a photo. Or are they saying, love me, love me, love me, oh please like me, please give me a certain amount of likes, please say I look pretty, please say I feel horrendous about myself, please someone make me feel good about myself because I can't feel good about myself unless someone says I look good. Do you know? Do you know? The answer is no. But because you don't know what someone's thinking whilst they're putting up, I think the assumption that people make is that when someone puts up a photo of themselves looking good, they're thinking, I look good. Whereas the opposite might be, do I look good? Do you understand where I'm coming from with this? Hopefully you do. And kind of on this basis, what are you not being seen? Now, you've got the frame around the photo, you know, what you're seeing. But what aren't you seeing? You aren't seeing any of what's going on inside of their head. You're not seeing the self-doubt. You're not seeing the low self-confidence. You're not seeing the self-harm. You're not seeing the overeating. You're not seeing the binging. You're not seeing the smoking. You're not seeing the whatever. All you're seeing is a snapshot of a moment that they have cherry-picked to put up for social media consumption. So what you're seeing is very difficult to call true. Yes, that's my... plus filters. Yeah, God, I haven't covered those yet. But filters, what the fuck are they about? I mean, I get it. You know, and it's fun to put the kind of silly glasses on, whatever. But when you see someone... I mean, I see posts of women particularly, less so men, but, you know, they're under different pressures, where you go, that's not what you look like. That's not what human skin looks like. Even with makeup, that's not what human skin looks like. It looks like you're a doll, or it looks like you've been made out of powder that's been polished. Like, no one looks like that. I mean, I'll get on in a minute to the stuff that you're posting, but like, if when you're seeing heavily filtered stuff put up, you know. So, Jesus Christ, just when you look at that, go, okay, that's clearly a filter. That's not what that person actually looks like. Like, so, and again, going back to, like, how must someone feel about themselves for them to be posting photos where they have to be heavily filtered? You know, someone with absolute self-belief and self-confidence in themselves will just put up a photo of themselves looking like they look like. They won't need to do, like, make any changes to it with filters or, you know, eye enlargement or whatever, because that's not what they look like. So when you're seeing a lot of that, make sure you consider the fact that they can't be feeling very good about themselves in order to do that. So it shouldn't be a source of pain for you. You almost feel sorry for them, because, yeah, it's not great to feel like you have to do that. More on that later. But going back to who you follow, right? There are accounts which are very body positive. There are accounts which are very, hey, look at me. There are accounts advertising weight loss. There are things advertising all sorts of different things. And ultimately, when you see the content that you're seeing, how does it make you feel? If you see these photos, these people looking glamorous, or these people looking thin, or these people looking like they've got the perfect body, or whatever, how does that make you feel? And the very simple question is, or answer is, if it doesn't make you feel good, unfollow them. Why would you deliberately consume content that you could easily avoid if it doesn't make you feel good? How is that ever going to be of benefit to you or to anyone for that matter? Like, having stuff like shoved down your throat that's just like, that makes me feel shit, is like one of the easiest ways to make yourself feel bad. So if you're going through, because you get suggested accounts as well on like various different things, if you're seeing content that makes you feel bad, just go unfollow. Or if you don't want to unfollow them because maybe it's someone you know, okay, mute. You can mute accounts. You can block their, block yourself from seeing their stories and block yourself from seeing their posts while still remaining a follower. You know, if you want to still be following them for whatever reason. But just stop yourself from having to see this sort of thing, because if it's not making you feel good, why would you? So I'm going to deliberately make myself feel bad because I don't know why. I mean, by all means, continue following the stuff that makes you feel rubbish if you want to, but, you know, leave me a comment. Let me know why you would choose to do that. And perhaps one of the biggest things with the content that you're consuming is, are you able to not compare yourself to what you're seeing? Are you able to step back and go, cool, good for them, awesome, pleased for them, that's great? Or do you go, oh, if, you know what, I'd be happier if my skin was like that. I'd feel so much better if I could afford all of those things. I wonder what it's like to have a luxury life. Why don't I have a luxury lifestyle? Why don't I have that in my life? If I had that in my life, I would be, it's like, no. Like, comparing yourself to other people is one of the quickest ways to feel crap about yourself. Because, as we said earlier, you never know what someone else is thinking. You never know what's going on else in someone's life. And maybe someone else's life is perfect. Good. Good for them. That's great. Nothing to do with you. Like, you've got your own shit going on. You've got your own things that you need to process and deal with and cope with on a day-to-day basis. Like, comparing yourself to other people who you don't even know, maybe, or even if you do know them, comparing yourself to anyone is never going to make you feel better. Ever. Even if you look at them and go, well, my life's better than theirs. It's like, well, does that actually make you feel good? Just looking at someone's, and to be honest, when was the last time you did that? Because, we, you know, if you're in a position where you're creating a comparison, typically you're going to choose the best parts of them and the worst parts of yourself to compare, so you're very rarely going to come out on top. So, you know, when was the last time that made you feel better? Stop doing it. Anything that they do is completely out of your control. You can just control your thoughts and your actions, and you can, you know, your actions can be to not consume that content. So I've ranted about that for long enough. Hopefully there's been some sort of insight here on how to change the way that you consume content on social media. Now on to what you post. Now there's all sorts of different reasons for posting on social media. Now, sometimes you're trying to be funny, sometimes you're trying to be cute, sometimes you're just putting some information out there. Sometimes, you know, it's business related because you run your business through social media. But ultimately, whenever you post something, it's important to understand what your motivation is. Now, if your motivation is simply to put something out there because you want to put something out there, great. Click, tap, go ahead, run free. If you're posting it because you're trying to get attention from someone, you're trying to get attention from everyone, you're trying to get likes, you're trying to get comments, you're trying to, you know, you're trying to do something that, as I just mentioned, is out of your control, then you really need to step back and look at whether that's a healthy motivation for posting something. Because as soon as we put something out into the world, the response to that is completely out of our control. You know, it's not our thoughts, it isn't our actions, it's not our behaviours. It's the behaviours of other people. So if you're putting it out there not for you, then you're leaving yourself in a precarious situation where you're handing out, basically you're saying, hey world, here's my self-worth, be careful with it please. And, you know, maybe the likes flood in, maybe the lovely comments flood in, and you feel beautiful and wonderful about yourself because you got 127 likes, and that's much better than 126 likes. Or maybe you got a like from a particular person that you were hoping was going to like it. Who knows? But the more power you give to people's complimentary stuff, the more power you give to the opposite. So let's say you spend hours and hours putting out, like trying to find a, take a photo where you look cool or hot or whatever, however you want to portray yourself. And it bombs. You get two likes from a couple of creepy guys. How's that going to make you feel? You've probably been there. Haven't you? We got, why isn't so-and-so liked? I can see that they've been online. Why didn't they like my photo? I look really, I thought I looked really lovely in that photo, and then they didn't like it, so I guess I look terrible. So obviously I'm ugly. I'm going to eat all the jelly babies. Or whatever it is that you do. Yeah. Post things for you. Not for anyone else. For you. Now, this is slightly different if you're a business. But, you know, we'll get into that a little bit. So, the other thing to consider, other than the fact, is this for me, is what you're putting up a lie? Now, in the content we consume, I spoke about a minute ago, I talked about filters, I talked about, you know, missing out, you know, what was actually going on in my life at that moment, you know. Is what you're putting up a lie? Are you showing this kind of brighter side of the coin? Are you showing yourself looking all happy and smiley when actually you felt like your world was falling apart? It's like, why? What are you hiding? Why are you trying to hide this? I mean, I'm not saying go on there and, you know, air your dirty laundry about how terrible everything is, but I am saying don't put photos of you saying, my life is great and wonderful, look where I am and everything's amazing, when it's not. Because if you're kind of relying on likes and comments to make yourself feel good, which we'll get into in a little while, like, and then people are liking this lie that you've put out, how's it going to make you feel? Like, well, people like me, but they like the lie version of me. They don't like the truth version of me. Again, not going to be helping your self-worth. So can you put stuff out and not count how many likes you get? Are you able to do that? I mean, is the likes just kind of a nothingy thing? Is it just like a part of the certain platform that you're on? Or is it a, well, less than 50, I'm obviously hideous. More than 50, obviously I'm hot as hell. Over 100, and I guess I'm like, I should be a celebrity. Are you able to not count it? Because counting it is like, again, as I just mentioned, it's putting the power to control your self-worth into other people's hands. So when you put something up where you want to, if you're asking, am I attractive? Am I interesting? Am I funny? If you're putting up there asking that, then you're putting it up for the wrong reason. You should be putting up saying, I am this. I just finished reading Bob Mortimer's autobiography. And he's talking about the kind of comedy and the him and Vic Reeves put out into the world, which is obviously completely different, completely wacky. And I said, well, what we did was, like, a lot of people didn't like us, but what we did is we just put out the stuff that we found funny, and people either found it funny or they didn't. And that is, like, exactly how you should approach social media. It's like, okay, I like this, so I'm going to put it up. I like this photo of me, even if I have got a double chin, even if I have got hair out of place, even if I have got this going, I like this photo. And because I like this photo, I'm going to put it out into the world. Not, instead of going, do you like this photo? Please love me. Please make me feel better. Please give me enough likes that I have self-worth. Those likes and comments should not equate to your own self-worth. Because You might notice that the first word in self-worth is self, so it has to come from you. It cannot come from other people's opinions, because that's not yourself, it's them. So can you not compare what you're putting up, your amount of likes, your amount of comments, can you not compare that to other people's as well? Because, again, comparison with others is going to make you feel rubbish, because it is, for the reason stated before. So if you're getting a certain amount of likes, let's say that your friend puts up a photo and they get double the amount of likes. Does that mean they're doubly attractive? Does that mean they're doubly interesting? Does that mean they're doubly funny? Or do they spend way more time on Instagram trying to grow their account, so they've got way more followers? Is it that they have got picked up on the algorithm, so they've got seen by more people? I don't know. You don't know. Who knows? Maybe they are more attractive. Who cares? Doesn't matter. So are you able to not compare what's going on with them or whoever else with you? If you're comparing however many likes that Khloe Kardashian gets on her thing, well, she gets 4.6 million and I only get 12. So that means that she's 400,000 times more attractive than me, or whatever. Some quick dodgy maths in my head. No, it just means that someone... Have you ever accidentally liked something? It's so easy to like something. It's like, oh, so if more people go tap tap on their screen, on their phone, when they're on the other side of the world, then if more people do that on that than on that, then that means that they're better than me. I mean, what the fuck? Come on. You're better than that. You know better than that. And are you able to leave it? Or do you have to keep checking back? Do you have to keep checking back to see, oh, have I got any more likes on that? Have I got any more likes on that? Have I got any more likes on that? Again, not healthy. Only put stuff up, out into the world, if you are doing it for you. You're able to not compare with other people, and you're putting it up the truth. Finally, I want to talk about how you interact with content that you're consuming. Okay. The algorithms on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok especially, I think, they are keyed to keep you on the app as long as possible, so you see as much advertising as possible, so they make as much money as possible. That is the bottom line with any social media platform. YouTube as well. I mean, the YouTube algorithm is ridiculous, and you can fall. You know, I'm just going to watch this quick 2-minute video on this. Oh, that's an interesting suggested video. That's 5 minutes long. 9 hours later, you'll think, oh, I haven't been to sleep yet. A bit of an exaggeration. But the algorithms that they have been specifically designed to keep you on the app as long as possible, to show you stuff that you've been similar to what you've been interacting with in the past. So if you are following these accounts, like I said earlier, that don't make you feel so good, but you still watch the videos, you are going to end up being shown more content like that, because whichever platform, Instagram, whatever, is going to say, ah, if we want to keep this particular person on the app longer, we have to show them more of this. So you're going to see more of it. So the stuff that you like, the stuff that you comment on, the stuff that you watch, the more you do of that, the more of that you're going to see. So make sure when you're interacting with that content, that it is healthy content for you to consume. Otherwise, you're going to get fed more of the same shit that makes you feel rubbish. So it's kind of tying in what I said earlier a little bit, but you know, be careful with what you... I mean, don't throw out your likes willy-nilly, because you said, no one says willy-nilly. I sound about like I'm about 80. Don't just throw out likes on anything, because you know, if you like something, like genuinely like something, then like it. But bear in mind, you are going to see more of whatever you like. So be careful with your likes. On that note, and on the cleverness of the algorithm, when you come onto a particular app, ask yourself why you've opened up the app. Now, maybe you're just killing 15 minutes on your lunch break, or maybe you've come up to post something. But open up your apps with a very specific reason in mind. So, oh, I want to see what Mary's been up to. I don't know why I said Mary. Oh, Mary's been doing that. Cool. And then close the app. So have a really specific goal in mind about why you've opened up the app. Once you've opened up the app, complete that task and then get off of it straight away, or it will consume you, because that is its job, like I said. It's so easy to just fall down rabbit holes on YouTube. It's so easy just to keep scrolling on TikTok and Instagram, because there's just content. And people are getting, the content creators are getting more and more wise. They're getting like more and more clued up on what is going to, you know, they're going to grab your attention in the first couple of seconds, because if they don't, then, you know, they've lost you. Advertisers are much the same. So go onto the apps with a very, very specific goal in mind, complete that goal and then leave, or you will end up scrolling through an app for 2 hours and then you close it and you go, I just wasted my whole evening scrolling through an app. And that never makes anyone feel good. That kind of death scrolling is just, it's just the absolute worst. So have an idea in mind, complete that idea, close the app. And if you can't do that, don't go on the app, because it will steal your time. Don't feed the trolls. Now, there are people who just live off making other people feel rubbish. Not because they feel bad about themselves, but let's not dive into that. But you know, if you get nasty comments on photos or videos or whatever, just ignore them. It's the most powerful thing you can do, just to kind of step back and go, nope. Like not even comment back. Even if they're putting up absolute untruths, even if they're saying the most horrible things, just ignore it. Report it if you feel it's something that should be reported. But just ignore it. You can never, ever control. I mean, I've spoken a lot about control, but that, it's at the essence of all this. You can never control what someone else is going to think, what someone else is going to say. And let's say they put something which is completely against like your opinion, about completely against your point of view on something. You're probably never going to change their mind. Even if you have the most sound and logical argument about something, you're never going to change their mind on it. So don't waste your time. Like, do you really want, like, this person, whoever they might be, like Powerhammer 675, do you really want them, I don't know where that came from, do you really want them stealing your happiness by taking up your time, taking up your energy? Are you really going to waste your time, which you don't have a lot of, your energy, which you don't have a lot of? Are you really going to waste it on some dickhead saying something to you that you don't agree with, or someone just being horrible? Probably not. Like, do you really want to do that? I don't think so. So, don't feed the trolls. At the base level of all of this is this idea of control. You only ever control your own thoughts and your own actions, not anyone else's. Now, social media, given that it's social, involves billions of other people. You have no control over any of them. None of them. Not even a little bit. Not even a tiny bit. No. What you put out there, once you put it out there, is not in your control. All you can do is just delete it again. So putting it out there to make yourself feel good is going to make yourself feel worse. Putting stuff out there because, you know, you want someone to say something, you want some likes, you want some recognition. Like, it might happen, you might get that. But it might not happen and might make you feel worse. And in fact, the danger is that it does make you feel better. Because the better it makes you feel when you get these likes, the more and more you're putting your self-worth into other people's hands. So let's say you do great and you get loads of likes and you get loads of comments and it builds you up. The next time someone says something horrible to you, that is going to hit you harder than if you hadn't have done that in the first place, because you are putting the power of other people's words and other people's likes out into the world, into other people's hands. So even though it might not be the same person that's, you know, liked stuff in the past, you are giving the power to them to decide how good you should feel about yourself. And that's just not healthy. It's much better just to decide you're going to put something out there, you're going to put it up for you, and you're going to put it up knowing it's your truth, and it is what you look like, and it's not filtered, it's not changed with body, like morphing apps or eye enlarging and stuff like that. It's just you being you. And getting likes when you're just being you is the closest thing you're going to get to something which is genuinely going to increase your self-worth. But ultimately, self-worth starts and ends with you.
To follow us on social media, search for Gist Life Coaching. Enjoyed today's episode? Then give us a rating and hit subscribe.